When the IRS decides that it's more important to harass waitresses and bartenders for their tips rather than investigating a whistleblower investigation of Karl Rove, Hillary Clinton, and illegal Chinese campaign funds, perhaps maybe you should be paying more attention to your political process. I'm Hart D. Fisher, and if you've never had a heart attack, oh motherfucker, we're gonna give you a good one today. Hey you folks, I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley, and yes, you are now about to be victimized by a heart attack. And if you've never heard heart attack before, what we are is we're an interesting conglomeration of minds. Me, the mouth that roared, and Josh, another mouth that roars. And, you know, last night I went out. Josh was trying to get me on the phone. He couldn't get me on the phone. I was out running around with my old friend Tom Grassman from Third Stone. You guys might have heard some of his music earlier in the year. We were playing some of those tunes, and it was fucking great, man. We went out to Ireland 32 on Burbank here in Los Angeles, and got to see a really kick-ass acoustic set, and got to see Winchester acoustic band come in. They were great. And also got to see Mike Brea, another friend from Champaign, Illinois, who, again, I'll tell you guys, dream big because you can make it. Mike Brea's a guy who was playing in a band called Band of Bigfoot, and then now he's the Bigfoot playing in Tenacious D. So dream big, guys. You can make it. You can do it. And last night, I just had the best time. So Mike, Tom, thanks for inviting me out. I just had such a good fucking time. And dude, guess what else happened to me this week, Josh?
I have no idea. How would I know what you do? Like you pointed out, I couldn't get you on the phone, dumbass.
Dude, last week after we recorded the heart attack, me and my wife went out. We went to a club in Hollywood called Loaded, and we were going to go see our friends in Inferno of Joy, and they were fucking great. If you guys get a chance to catch Inferno of Joy live, they're fucking good, man. They're really good. So we went out. We had a good time. Me and Walker sitting there eating dinner. Guess what? Crime writer, infamous crime writer, comes walking in the door, dude.
Fictional or true crime?
Fictional and true crime, only the true crime involves his own life.
That one I'm not sure then.
Dude, I ended up being James Elroy's fucking wingman that night.
L.A. Confidential, James Elroy?
L.A. Confidential, for me, it's the Black Dahlia. That's my favorite book of his. And also, I like a lot of his American tabloid stuff. Dude, it was hilarious. We're sitting there eating dinner, and I'd already met him once before with one of my guys, Luca, at the Highland Park Police Museum for a police museum fundraiser thing. He comes walking in, and he gives me the look like, how do I know this big hairy motherfucker? And then he's there to introduce his friend's band, and so I go watching the band, where I end up talking. I ended up helping him get a ride home, letting him use my phone, and then I helped him score with some fucking blonde chick, so I got to call him up and find out if the chick and him hit it off or not. But it was fucking hilarious. I couldn't believe I ended up being this dude's wingman.
How old is James Elroy at this point?
I don't fucking know. Fuck, 50s, 60s? I don't know.
Jeez. Because I'm just picturing in my head, because I was just watching
and
the
supplement. And he's tall. He's like 2 inches taller than me, at least.
Well, because I was just watching the supplemental materials on Naked Lunch, the Cronenberg movie, and I'm just picturing like a William Burroughs kind of guy hitting on some 30-year-old chick, you know?
No, she was an attractive middle-aged woman, and she's blonde, nice skin. She was so fucking happy when I gave her Elroy's number. It was hilarious. She had two other older fellers hitting on her, and of course, one of them had the Justin Timber fake fucking fedora on. I fucking hate that shit. Guys, stop with the fedora. If you were into the Beastie Boys in the 90s, it was cool. Now, any real man wants to smack that fucking hat off your goddamn head. Get the fucking Justin Timber fake hat off your head. It's a hipster bullshit move. Just like wearing a black watch cap on top of your head like it's a sperm receptacle on a condom in California during the summertime is also a jackass hipster move.
I gotta back you up a second. Are you a grizzled 1860s prospector? You said feller. Getting her this feller's phone number.
Ah, she was happy, man. What are you gonna do? I'm a little older, and I've been reading a lot of books.
It took me back. I've never heard you use the term feller before.
Well, I've used it many times. I have a wide and varied vocabulary. It's one of the things you need if you're gonna be a professional writer like myself.
Okay, I'll start referring to you as grizzled 1860s prospector.
Greasy 1860s prospector. Well, you know, it was funny. It was fun bumping into him. And you know what? The best part of it was making that woman's night. She I asked her, I'm like, are you a James Ellroy fan? And she's like, yes. And I start talking to her and telling her about, you know, Mr. Ellroy and how he wanted me to give her his phone number. And she was so fucking happy, dude. She was so happy. And just and I'm like, please keep this number to yourself. You got to keep this number to you. You know, this is his number. It's not his agent's number. It's not his fucking lawyer's number. He thinks you're cool. You know, I laid down the rap that he did. He did a whole rap about this chick when he introduced the band. So I gave her the whole rap about it and let her know that this is very real, you know, and that I was a writer, too. And, you know, it was all good. It was all good. And I bumped into her later on in the night and I'm like, so you're going to call him? She's like, well, oh, I got to go home and I got to study all his books and stuff. And I'm like, no, you don't. The guy already likes you. You don't need to know any more about his books. He likes you. If you like him, just be two human beings. And that really put her at ease. So that was the big high moment for me on Friday night, was just being able to kind of be a part of that, like just seeing how happy she was. That was fucking cool, man.
I got a question for you, though. Now, you're a Roger Corman fan. You like his movies from the 70s and stuff, right?
Yeah, I like Roger Corman.
Well, I picked up a DVD set today, 4 Cult Movie Marathon from Shout Factory. Mm. And it's got Invasion of the B-Girls, The Devil's 8, Unholy Rollers, and Vicious Lips. Unholy Rollers is by Corman. I'm like, yes, some of these movies have never been released before. On the inside cover for Holy Rollers, music edited for home video release.
Oh, I hate that shit.
It's not on the back cover. It's not on the Amazon sales sheet. It's only after you buy it. You find out that all the music's been removed. I'm like, okay, that pisses me off.
It's fucking the customer over.
Because apparently, in this case, it was a half-in, half-out thing. The VHS was full frame but had all the music. They had a widescreen print that had all the music removed. So we can either give you the movie widescreen with no music or full frame with the music, and they went widescreen with no music. And I'm like, God damn it.
Nah, that sucks, man. That sucks. But, you know, they're gaming the system, and that's a big problem here in America. We're going to get off of the entertainment section, and I want to bring up something. Last week, we were crowing about different things we've won, like different things we've shut down, working with Heart Attack and working with other activists on the political scene. And when we say shut something down, like, we're talking about illegal shit that's going to hurt people, you know, like buildings that have had their fire codes waived. And that means if your fire code has been waived, you're more likely to get hurt if there's a fucking fire. You know, they make these laws for a reason.
Hart, I'm going to say this the same thing I said last week. A fire code is not something that should be waived like a fine or something.
I know.
That should be a definite set in stone.
It's absolutely asinine. And so we had an issue here in Los Angeles. You guys have heard it to death if you've been a long-term Heart Attack listener. We got involved on this issue where they were taking vehicle lanes out of really busy streets to install bicycle lanes. And it really wasn't about a bike lane. It's about the $65,000 a mile that the city would spend on installing these lanes on places that they shouldn't. Well, we beat them. We fucking got these assholes beat. We got 3 local neighborhood councils to veto and put down their shitty fucking plan, their dangerous plan, their illegal plan. And so we got it shut down. And guess what? Alec Bartoff Trofsoff, he's the campaign and policy manager of the Los Angeles County Bicycle Coalition. And now they've started a secret letter writing campaign and a secret phone campaign to call up Cedillo, the LA council member who had actually put a stop to their dangerous plan. And guess what they're doing? They have created a script that they want people to read as they call up and flood this guy's office with phone calls. Well, that's fucking dirty pool. People have already voted this plan down that they are talking about that would put kids in danger, you know, that would put kids in a position where they might be hit by a truck or a bus. And we had had a safer plan that was safer for businesses, safer for bicyclists. And gee, at the presentation of that plan was when the paid political activists shouted us down. I mean, I couldn't believe I got shouted down on a safe bicycle plan. That is not my normal experience. So listen to this fucking script here, okay? These assholes are saying, between 2002 and 2011, Figueroa had over 600 accidents resulting in 822 injuries, one-third of which involved a pedestrian or a bicyclist. With so many schools, small businesses, and recreation facilities along the corridor, we want to make sure the street is welcoming for non-motorized modes of transportation. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? The street you're talking about is a Class 2 highway. It's illegal to put a bike lane on a Class 2 highway, asshole. Number two, nice of you to say one-third of which involved a pedestrian or bicyclist. Well, whose fucking fault is it? Because around here, I'm seeing bicyclists with no brakes on their bikes. Those peacock guys that have the super beautiful bike helmets and they got the skin-tight outfits with their asses stuck up in the air like gay porn, they don't have brakes on a lot of their bicycles. A lot of these bikes don't have rear reflectors, but they're not getting harassed by the police or being forced to do that for safety reasons. So they're going to try to make it seem like, oh, it's all a motorist's fault or something, and not addressing, well, maybe it was a bicyclist who caused the accident. Maybe the pedestrian caused the accident. What's that got to do with the bike lane on a Class 2 fucking highway they shouldn't fucking be on? Now I'm going to get to part two. 30,000 cars a day go up and down this street. 30,000 cars. And they want to remove a lane of travel from this street. What the fuck is that going to do to traffic? This is the only north-south route in and out of downtown that's not on the highway in this area. The trucks need this. This is their only way they can get down into downtown. You know, trucks that come and bring groceries to your grocery store, trucks that come and bring liquor to your liquor store, trucks that come and bring products to your Rite Aid. Yeah, they need that fucking road.
Trucks that bring the parts to the bicycle store.
Yeah, exactly. Trucks that bring parts to the bicycle store. Now, here's the second part of their script that I laugh my ass off. They say, bikes are good for business and parking. Study after study shows that bicyclists are a boon for local businesses. Well, actually, guess what, guys? Bicyclists are fucking horrible for local businesses. Ask the barber shops on York, because I actually talk to business owners, and they tell me that, yeah, it's a fucking nightmare, and it has hurt them, because not only they plan on removing a vehicle lane, they're removing parking for customers. And guess what? When I go to the grocery store, I can fit a lot more product into the trunk of my fucking car than I can on the back of my bike, you lying piece of shit.
I was going to bring that up. How does a bicyclist go grocery shopping? How does a bicyclist, even, you know, in our genre, how does a bicyclist go to the comic book store? Where do they put this shit? A car can carry so much more than a bicycle can, man.
Dude, you're not going to go buy you're not going to go buy a new lawnmower from your old Orchard supply house on a bike. You're not going to go get stuff on a bike like that. And you know what? Guess what else you're not going to do? You're not going to eat as much as a restaurant because it's a little bit more difficult to bring your doggy bag of food home riding on a goddamn bike, all right? So bicycles are not better for business, all right? They're not. They're fucking not. It's a fucking lie. And half the businesses that say they are here in town, oh, they're all supported by LA-granted arts grants. That's right. They're getting tax-free grants, and that's why they're all on top of this. Now here's the third part of their little script I wanted to address. They're talking about access to the Gold Line, which is the train. They're saying with increased development in the neighborhood, the potential for further encouraging use of the Gold Line to avoid added congestion. Now notice, avoid added congestion. The added congestion would be because of what you assholes did to the most traveled strip in my neighborhood, and you're going to destroy businesses, you fucking dicks. So, folks at home, if you would like to express your opinion to Alec about the realities of what's happening in Highland Park, call him up. You can call him. He wants you to call him. He's got this posted here on the Yahoo groups. His phone number is 213-629-2142. I think more people should find out if, hey, I wonder how much money Alec is getting paid to push forth these policies that hurt businesses. I can name several businesses that can tell you the thousands of dollars of tax revenues the Los Angeles City Council has destroyed and burned. Thousands of dollars of taxes that we could use, oh, I don't know, to maybe fix the street. I don't know, to fix the stoplights. Oh, I don't know, shit like that maybe. But no, they're still on this plan because they got voted down at the neighborhood councils. And now these scumbags are trying to backdoor it by going and calling Cedillo's office. And they didn't work at all, because I've helped put together a really good team of political people. Because you know what? The Democrats and the Republicans align themselves against this very issue. Okay? This is a real problem. And this is the only reason I'm talking about this, guys, is I want you to see how the game is played. This is how you influence people. These sneaky little tactics, these sneaky little fucking tricks, this is what they do. Well, guess what? it's dirty pool. This fucking guy doesn't live in my fucking neighborhood. He's not going to be affected by North Figueroa. Oh, and then there's the issue that the fire department, the station house that's on Figueroa, is against that plan because it would reduce their ability to fight fires. It would make it more difficult for them to respond to emergency calls. And guess what? Most emergency calls are non-fire related. They're poison related. They're heart attack related, where every fucking second counts. And if you've got traffic all backed up and you don't have lanes to travel in, guess what? You got to move these cars from out in front of the firehouse. When there's congestion, they're going to have to take longer to move cars from out in front. It's physical. It's physical, you fucking dumb fucks. So, Alec, you dumb fuck, you don't know who the fuck you're messing with, you cocksucker, because the people have awoken. We are watching you. We are paying attention to all the dirty pool all you politicians are doing. So I say, folks, give Alec a call at 213-629-2142. He would love to hear from you.
Next song goes out to Dimebag Darrell. And all of our brothers that have lost their way along the fucking path of life. Hey, I want to see you motherfuckers in the air, not just your hands. Everybody upstairs, you wide awake? Sing it with me. This is one called Lightfire!
One more time, let me hear you.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. That song you just heard was Lifer from Down, and I just played that for Phil because I think Phil's a pretty cool fucking dude, a maniac like me. I want to mention one more quick thing about this bicycle issue, these phantom bike lanes for phantom bike lighters all around the neighborhood. We don't have enough police in our city here in Los Angeles. They're short by about 100 cops. Police officers are not getting enough training. They don't have enough money to pay the homicide detectives to be full-time all the time. They're sending homicide detectives home and benching their cases because they flat out don't have the resources. We have issues where rape kits are being thrown in the garbage by the hundreds because they don't have enough money to process the rape kits. So that means rapists are going on the street. We got plenty of money to put in a bike lane for maybe 1% of the driving, 1% of the population that actually uses the streets. And they keep wanting to tell us, oh, well, we're going to do a bike share plan. We're going to do a bike share plan. Well, guess what, guys? That company, the Canadian company behind bike sharing programs in New York and London, it's going bankrupt. That's right, guys. The big bike sharing program that you're seeing all over the TV and the latest social engineering, because a population on bikes is a lot easier to control than a population in a car. When you're in a car, you can get to where you want to go a lot quicker. You have a further radius of travel. When you're on a bike, your radius of travel is much shorter, much like a leash. You can't get very far. You're not going to do many things on that bike. You're not going to bang a chick on your fucking bike unless you're banging in some really painful, weird way I don't know about. Because believe me, I'm a pervert. I've tried a lot of stuff. These guys in Montreal are going broke. A nonprofit group going broke. All right. They got a huge loan from the city to do this shit. Oh, gee, guaranteed by Canadian taxpayers, regular people. And guess who's getting fucked? The taxpayers, because their business plan is shit, because no one's using the bike sharing program. They're just not, because frankly, dude, it's easier for me to just walk out my front door, walk down a liquor store and get a beer. It's easier for me to just walk out my front door and walk to the local grocery store, and I could go get my groceries and fucking walk home, and I don't have to worry about anybody trying to steal my fucking bike. It's fucking crazy, all this talk about this shit, and here they are, nonprofit, going broke. Guess where else they got their systems? Besides New York, Washington, Boston, Chicago, Minneapolis,
Los Angeles,
Aspen, Colorado, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Columbus, Ohio. And guess what? They're all going broke. They're all going broke. It's not working, you lying cocksuckers. So let's get off of this bullshit. Let's quit playing games so somebody feels good at the end of the day. It's about what you can really do to make things better. And believe me, I'm not putting anybody out by walking down the street and walking where I need to go. I'm not asking anyone to give up anything. But these special interest people seem to think they're so special. There's 1% of these people using city streets paid for by motorists. And they decide they're more important than the people who paid to build the streets? Go fuck yourselves, motherfucker.
That's the point, Hart. That's the point. They're called special interest groups because their special interest is all that matters to them. They don't care how it affects you. They don't care how it affects anyone else. This is all about them.
I think you're right, Josh. I really do. It really seems
it's
like
narcissism, it's really.
Complete and total narcissism because they think they know better than you. Well, guess what? What about older folks that can't ride their bikes around? What about people that have been hurt? It'd be real easy for me to tweak out my knee or tweak out my back at the dojo, and all of a sudden I got to ride in a car. How about my wife, who's a cancer survivor? She's not going to be biting around in bikes anytime soon. She's not good for her. She needs to ride around in a fucking car. What about these people? And with the rates of all the horrible shit happening to people as they get older, I think there's a lot of these people out there on the road, and then these bicyclists are not insured. How are you going to address that? But I'm kind of bored with that. I've had enough. I've said my say. We're going to move on. I just wanted to expose these dirty fuckers because my analogy is very simple, guys. It's a garden. The bugs are going to come back. They're going to keep coming back. And if you want to eat your food and you want to eat really kick-ass tomatoes and you want to eat your kick-ass green beans, you must weed your garden. And that is all we're doing. All we are doing is weeding our garden. And speaking of weeding gardens and shit, dude, did you see this double plant closure with Tyson Chicken and Foster Farms Chicken?
I read something about it, but I haven't studied it.
me and my friends have been talking, like we're all trying to eat a little better, and I'm doing more cooking at home and less eating at restaurants, and that way I can control the ingredients of what goes in. You know, when your wife's a cancer survivor, that shit doesn't just end. It's the rest of your fucking life. So we've all kind of been talking, me and my friends, like, man, I go to my local Vons and the fucking chicken I buy is garbage. It's terrible. And I go here and I can't get good chicken. And what the fuck's wrong with the chicken? We got a real problem with our chicken and poultry processing plants because, well, 846 cases of recalled chicken were produced on October 11, 2013. No one cited them over these plants. And what am I talking about here, guys? You might be a little confused. I'm wandering all over the place. Tyson Foods had their chicken processing plant shut down, and they had to recall 33,000 pounds of uncooked, mechanically separated chicken that might have been tainted with salmonella. The product was sold for institutional use, meaning it was going to prisons and things like that. But I like how they say this, institutional use, meaning it was going to prisons and the like. What else is the like? Does that mean the army? Does that mean orphanages? What else is
schools,
the like?
Schools, I would think, schools? Would be in the like.
So Tyson issues a giant salmonella recall. They did this only because they got caught. It's not like they caught it. They didn't catch it. They aren't the ones. They had people come in, and this is what's great. They had the USDA come in and tell them to shut down. But they're back up. You know, they're back up. And it just fucking kind of blows my mind because, like, in July 2013, a total of 134 persons were infected with the outbreak strain of Salmonella Heidelberg. And it was reported from 13 states due to Foster Farms chicken. That's a lot of people. Then in December, 416 people were infected with 7 outbreak strains of Salmonella Heidelberg. Heidelberg have been reported from 23 states and Puerto Rico. So what are we talking about now? We're talking about over 500 people made sick from this shit before they even really do the recall. So, Josh, how many people have died in terrorist attacks in America this year?
This year?
Yeah, this year. I'd say 2013. In 2013, how many Americans in America were hurt by terrorist attacks?
Well, let's assume the Boston bombing was a terrorist attack for this argument. Assuming that, wasn't it like 20?
So 20 versus over 500 people. So what are we more in a threat? And that's just Tyson Farms, all right? Now let's go and talk about Foster Farms. Foster Farms, same thing, only they were cited for egregious insanitary conditions. And what does that mean exactly, Josh? Do you know what that means?
It means disgusting shit that should get you shut down.
All right, guys, let me give you an example of what we're talking about here. Now, according to Oregon Live, this is one of the reasons. This is a quote from them on why Tyson Foods was shut down, all right? Cockroaches were observed at a sink across from a processing line with exposed product on the slaughterhouse floor, the notice said. Live cockroaches were on a plastic tub that came into contact with chicken. Inspectors also cited the plant for noncompliance on December 28th, November 4th, and September 14th. That's like almost a fucking year, right, of them being cited for noncompliance, yet chicken keeps rolling right out the door. Chicken keeps rolling right on out, and we're supposed to eat this fucking shit. So not only do we have the issue of Tyson and Foster Farms both having major issues. One of them shut down because of their roach infestation was so fucking bad. They shut down voluntarily for 10 days. Do you think that you're going to be able to get your roach infestation taken care of with raw chicken everywhere in 10 days? I mean, what kind of chemicals did they lay down? Did they not only lay down the chemicals to get rid of the roaches? What about getting the chemicals out so the chemicals that kill the roaches don't get in the chicken? Because I don't see how you can get all this shit done in 10 days. You ever dealt with a cockroach outbreak, dude? You ever had like an infestation of roaches?
I have never had cockroaches. Again, I'm in Wisconsin, though, so I think it's too cold even for those fuckers here.
Yeah, well, dude, in L.A., I've dealt with some infestation issues, and I've got family that have all been like landlords, and they've owned buildings. And so it's pretty fucking disgusting. I don't know how they think they can be up and ready to go making all this raw chicken in just 10 fucking days. and all these people that got sick, well, where's the government for that? I mean, it seems to me that we got a much bigger danger of being hurt from our chicken than we do from some fucking terrorist. And not are they on – it's not just that now. The United States Department of Agriculture has decided it's going to allow 4 Chinese facilities to process chicken raised and slaughtered in the United States, Canada, or Chile. Then they're going to export the cooked chicken products back into the United States.
Because the Chinese are so have such a great track record of safety when it comes to food, right?
And let's talk about their safety record. According to the news and everything we've read, that China has, dangerously high levels of mercury found in Chinese baby formula?
Don't you remember 2-3 years ago all that poisoned dog food that came from China?
Oh, it's worse than that. They've got more than 16,000 diseased pig carcasses they dumped in a river to rot. They had more than $1 billion worth of rat and other small mammal meat sold to Chinese consumers as lamb. How'd you like that? You're in China and the company sold you rat as if it was lamb? More than 300,000 Chinese children were sickened. Let me say that again. More than 300,000 Chinese children were sickened, with several dying from melamine-tainted milk powder. Last year, according to news reports, a Chinese poultry supplier provided Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants in China with chicken fattened by large quantities of illegal drugs. And in the U.S., the Food and Drug Administration recently warned pet owners not to feed their pets jerky treats from China. Since 2007, approximately 600 dogs and cats in the United States have mysteriously died, and 3,600 have been sickened from eating Chinese pet treats, including those containing chicken or duck. What's a bigger threat to American safety? Terrorists blowing up a building? Or your family dog getting killed by Chinese food you bought from Petco?
Or, remember all the kids with the lead-painted toys? You get all their toys from China?
Yeah, that's right.
What happens with a little kid, Hart? Inevitably, they put it in their mouth. Oh, gee, they just sucked on lead paint, which the Chinese insisted they weren't using, but they were.
And guess what else the USDA has ruled? They've decided that it's okay for this Chinese processed chicken to be used in the National School Lunch Program and other federal child nutrition programs. So you're going to put into the hands of the Chinese, who's already poisoned 300,000 of their own kids, you're going to give them the opportunity to poison our kids in this country? What the fuck is wrong with the USDA?
For money, they will.
For money, huh?
The Chinese pay a lot of money to be able to get these contracts. This, just like everything else, I'm going to quote that line from Traffic. It's all about the money.
Dude, it is, and it's fucking sickening. So these guys fucking lecture us, and they lecture us, and they fucking lecture us, and they spy on us. But they're going to let the Chinese poison us. They're going to let the Chinese poison our kids. They're going to let them poison whoever they want to fucking poison. Because that's what we're seeing in America. We're seeing that it's not really about terrorism. It's not really about your safety. It's about control and domination. They want to control everything you think. They want to dominate your mind. And they're going to tell you, you're going to believe me or your lying, cheating eyes? Well, guess what, folks? We're smarter than that. We're better than that. And we can make a change. The USDA works for us, all right? They work for us. All these people in our government, they work for us. And if we demand better treatment, we'll fucking get it. So let's get off our fucking ass and let's demand it. Now, I want you to go to change.org. and look this up. You can check this up. There's a petition about it to show Congress that, hey, guys, we want to keep the Chinese out of our food programs for our children because it's a bad, bad deal. And I think, 600 dead dogs, 300,000 sick kids, 16,000 diseased pig carcasses dumped in a river, $1 million of rat. I mean, how much rat did you have to sell to get $1 million? Where did they even get all these fucking rats? It's just mind-boggling, folks. It's mind-boggling. On that note, talking and bitching about the almighty dollar, we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back.
Hey you guys, Hart D. Fisher here from Heart Attack. And guess what? It's time for a Hydra Blue spot. That's right, we're going to promote some Hydra Blue. Why? Because it's some really kick-ass water. You want to know how I make it through my crazy workload and my crazy partying schedule? Ha ha! I got one word for you. Actually, two. Hydra Blue. If you use the coupon code word horror, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the coupon code word horror at HydraBlue.com today, and you will get 15% off your order. Now remember, guys, this is stuff that I pay for out of my own pocket. I actually am a customer, and I have enjoyed this water. It's fantastic, tastes great, keeps me energized and hydrated. I just love it. So go to Hydra Blue and get your water today. But you know what? It's not always about selling stuff here at Heart Attack. Sometimes you just want to promote something cool, like Eddie Brandt's Saturday Matinee. It's a really kick-ass VHS store. What? Did I say VHS store? Yes, I did. It's a VHS store in the heart of North Hollywood, California. They're located at 5006 Vineland Avenue, but it's not just for the locals. You can order some of those killer movies you see on American Horrors online at www.ebsmvideo.com. That's www.ebsmvideo.com. Check it out today and tell them Hart sent ya.
It's just in Jesus' name.
That song you just heard was Great White Lie from my old friends Third Stone, and that's from their CD, The Stuff. And a little known fact, for that CD, I was the cover photographer, and we took the pictures for this. The picture on the cover is actually taken with all the guys in a dumpster, and then the photos inside the CD book that were all taken in my basement in Champaign, Illinois. So, Josh, you had something you wanted to bring up?
Yeah. Now, this Chinese thing, you don't even have to go to another country for this. Look at what's happening in West Virginia right now.
I don't know what's happening in West Virginia. What's happening in West Virginia?
300,000 to possibly 450,000 people at the time of this recording in West Virginia have no water. And I don't mean they don't have running water. I mean they have no water to drink, no water to do dishes in, no water to wash their clothes in. It seems that a chemical from a place called, I wish I were making this up, Freedom Industries.
Oh, God. Freedom Industries making toxic chemicals, huh? Imagine
yes.
that.
Yes. This was a chemical that was used to take some of the sting out of coal. So it's a chemical that's made for coal. Well, one of their vats, which was very wisely built upriver, leaked.
Wait a minute. They put a vat of poison chemicals upriver?
Yeah.
From like a city where people live?
From the main reservoir, yes.
Wait a minute. They put toxic chemicals in a giant bucket where if there's a spill, it's going to go right into the city's water supply?
Yes. So what happened was...
I wonder what kind of state laws they got a get-out-of-jail-free card on to build that, huh?
I'm getting to this. Just wait. They're built upriver. Well, the tank leaked. So all of a sudden, people in West Virginia started noticing their water started smelling like licorice, was thick and yellow, and if you drank it, it gave you explosive diarrhea and projectile vomiting.
Okay? Oh, my God.
And so, which means you also can't wash your clothes in it, you can't do dishes with it.
Was there a warning? Did anybody warn them, or all of a sudden their water just turned yellow?
All of a sudden, just one day, their water's yellow and smells like licorice. Here's the part that's going to piss you off. Now, you know how the Republicans are always bitching about how regulation hurts the free market, how the government does not have to regulate it, how business can regulate itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just take a guess. Just a guess when the last time this tank that leaked was inspected by the government.
I'm going to vote 1996.
1991.
Ooh, I was close!
I was a sophomore in high school, Hart. Huh?
God.
The last time this tank was inspected. And now.
And what's the law? What's the law on how often they're supposed to inspect the tanks? Because this is an issue we have with all the oil rigs that are out there around our country.
This happened at BP.
But wait, there's not enough inspectors in the government to even do what they're supposed to do by law. They don't have enough people to inspect all the oil rigs. Why don't we spend a little bit more money on something that's an actual direct threat to Americans instead of all this bullshit, oh, we got to protect you from them over there and you'll be fine over here. Well, apparently it doesn't sound like – what's this town's name?
Oh, it's not the town. It's West Virginia.
Is this the state of West Virginia?
This is the state of West Virginia. Now, most of the lawmakers in West Virginia who are bought and paid for, ironically enough, isn't it funny how Freedom Industries paid a lot of money to the campaigns of the people who said, we need to lengthen the period of time between regulations or inspections because, you know, these people gave us a lot of money and we trust them.
You know, I honestly don't understand why motherfuckers aren't getting gunned down. I got to tell you the truth because... They say violent crime is on the way down, but our police are constantly being militarized. I mean, is there some kind of crazy serial killer killing corporate scumbags that murder whole towns? I mean, I just don't believe these. It blows my mind that these guys are just getting away with everything, just like Johnson & Johnson and Chase Bank
scumbags. Hart, that's the point. They're getting away with it. Now, let's just say for the sake of argument, this same chemical was stored upstream, which is still stupid, but it had been inspected recently and it was fine. Now, let's say a terrorist, an actual terrorist, blew the hole in that tank to leak into the main reservoir for the state. Do you think then the government would have the FBI and NSA and they'd be swarming over and we'd probably invade the wrong country? But because it's because of non-regulation, oh, well, there's nothing really we can do about it.
So how many thousands of people are being hurt and injured from this?
Right now, it's estimated anywhere between 300,000 to 450,000 people are affected by this. And they do not know how long this is going to take. And that does not take into consideration the environment. And I'm not going all green hippie on you. Okay, if it's causing this kind of damage to people, what's it doing to the fish and the animals that drink out of this reservoir? There's been almost 100,000 dead animals, wolves, deer, foxes, things like that, that have been killed. Basically, we've sterilized West Virginia.
Two.
And no one's going to jail.
But Homeland Security can go to Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit and they can yank a guy out of watching it because he was wearing Google Glass.
I saw
and Homeland
too.
Security can has all the time in the world to. What the fuck is Homeland Security doing in Ohio movie theaters, yanking people out and interrogating a guy for hours and saying he's part of some secret piracy ring? What the fuck does Homeland Security have to do with a movie piracy ring? I thought Homeland Security was about terrorism. I thought Homeland Security was about protecting us, from the terrorists. It doesn't sound like they're protecting us from the terrorists here in America, because it seems like the corporations are the real terrorists. How many Americans are getting killed every fucking day from some corporate scumbag who's got a politician in his pocket? Because it seems like it's hundreds. I mean, we've already thrown the number around about prescription drug deaths. We've already thrown those numbers around. How many motherfuckers are going to die from this? And here, the only thing I know about this West Virginia spill is, didn't the government tell people that their water was safe to drink, even though it wasn't? That's the thing that's the only thing I know about this, is that there was an issue where the government had said, oh, no, it's all fine, it's all good, drink your water.
Do you remember War of the Worlds, the TV series from 1988 to 1990?
I didn't see the series, no.
Okay, in the second season, it jumped to a future, a dystopian future called Almost Tomorrow, set in an unnamed future. They had little throwaway things that were a lot more prescient than you'd think. They were watching the news, and it was, yet another senator jumped bail this week.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a little sly dig at 1980s politics.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Okay, Freedom Industries filed for bankruptcy protection. Okay, they're out of business. So the government is basically saying, well, that's their penance. They're out of business, and they're spending all the little money they have to help clean up the state. No! Why is the president of Freedom Industries not in handcuffs?
It's fucking disgusting, man. They should really be on it. Those people should be marching in the streets. Those people of Virginia should be in the fucking streets furious. Every mother or father of a child who's living there should be fucking furious. Every hunter should be furious. There's a lot of people that make their living off the land. What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to people that, I don't know, fish? Go fishing?
Think of how much money it's going to take to clean this up. Now, you had all this, I'm just going to use the word poisoned water, coming through your pipes, they're coming into your shower, coming through your sink line. All of that has to be completely sanitized. Do you realize how long this is going to take to basically sanitize the water supply for an entire state?
And I got to admit, I can't believe there's not more vigilante stuff happening. I don't advocate it. I think it'd be a bad idea. But I gotta admit, I'm surprised that it doesn't happen. I'm surprised it isn't happening more, because it seems like law enforcement doesn't give a flying fuck about these people. It seems like they're bought and paid for. And the reason the NSA is spying on us, guys, it's got nothing to do with terrorism. The NSA is spying on us so they can maintain a status quo, so they can get the political candidates into office they want to get into office, so they can get the bribes they need to get, so the businesses they want to put in are in, and so the people that play ball with them play ball. It's all about control and domination, and they obviously don't give a fuck, because where's Homeland Security on this shit? Why isn't Homeland Security all over this toxic spill that I'm surprised they haven't blamed it on a terrorist? I really am surprised it's not another false flag operation. You can make a difference. You can change things. I've managed to change things in my neighborhood, and I'm just a guy who talks to other people and helps them get organized. How many people out there actually understand the simple fact that I was flown to Japan to give a lecture on team building and leadership? You think this radio show is a fucking accident? We're here to build the next series of leaders that are here to make a strong America, that are here to stand up for the weak, that are here to do what is fucking right. We know what is right. You men in uniform, you men that work in the FBI, you fucking politicians, look in the mirror, motherfuckers. You are responsible for what you do. If you're a dirty motherfucker taking bribes, you're going to go down sooner or later because the people are going to find out. The people have awoken. Here in Highland Park, they've awoken. Just like we got that Millennium Towers project shut down. Our ninja, Lloyd, he fucking handled it, and he was calm about it every step of the way. And that's the advice I would say. We do a lot of yelling on this show, and I'm trying to, like, back off of that a little bit because, I mean, I'm angry, but at the same time, we got to stay sharp. We got to stay smart. You got to stay calm. The tools to win are always there. The tools to beat them are always right in front of you, especially if they're crooked, corrupt motherfuckers, and you're just trying to save your town. I mean, that was my thing with getting involved in local politics here. I got together with business leaders and got to know. One of the coolest things about getting involved was getting to know everybody in my neighborhood. I really got to know a lot of great people. When I went down to Galco's the other day and I bought my sandwiches from them, fucking the owner goes, hey, you want some apples? He runs in the back. He comes out with a bag of apples. And that would have never happened if I hadn't gotten politically involved. And I got to meet all these different business owners. And it's been pretty fucking cool to know the owner of my favorite pizza joint here and to get to talk to them. And all these business owners are pretty smart. You don't stay in business by being a fucking dummy. You just don't. So that's my advice to you people at home. Get involved. Well, if you've got an article you want us to check out, if you've got some news you want me to read, or something is happening in your hometown, I want to hear about it. And you could find me on Twitter, Hart_Fisher, and that's H-A-R-T. You could also find me on Facebook. We're up there on Facebook with facebook.com/HartAttackRadio. And we got the archives updated at jackaloperadio.com. And guess what, guys? We're updating the store all the time. Go to 1201beyond.com or AmericanHorrors.com and pick up some shirts. If you want to support the show, if you want to help us feed our families, this is how we do it. Buy a shirt. Show some solidarity. I'm Hart Fisher. Thanks for listening to Hart Attack.
Heart Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.